Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you. From jazz guitarist and composer Ryan Marr, we begin a new hour of Neon Jazz with the tune Absurdly Delinquent One off his latest 2018 CD called Lost Days. So this musician grew up in San Jose, California, and his teenage years were split between taking ground balls and hitting soft toss on ball fields, along with stomping on distortion pedals and kicking over mic stands in garage band rehearsals. He launched his international reputation in New York City in 2003 after he got his bachelor's degree at San Diego State University. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Ryan talked about the nature of jazz. It's a great answer. Have a listen.
I am not the kind of person that can do the same thing over and over and over. In fact, I just got back from a tour with the Portland Jazz Composers Ensemble. We played the same book of music more than once a day, you know, for several days in a row. And it was challenging for me to play the same exact music the same way over and over and over. I had to find new ways to, like, make it through that. That's what I like about jazz, is that you can do the same thing differently, day in, day out.
Not soon after relocating to Portland, he hooked up with the Portland Jazz Composers Ensemble, the local non-for-profit organization, and he recorded a live album with them. This latest album is his sixth as a leader, and he's always a busy cat. He's also the co-founder and programming director of the Montavilla Jazz Festival, director of operations for the Portland Jazz Composers Ensemble, editor of Jazz Essence magazine, and he does so many other things. He's also very active in the teaching of younger musicians on how to get their lives oriented in jazz and the music worlds. And it's with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of bravado with the likes of Clint Ashlock, Herman Mahari, Bobby Watson, and Charles Williams, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you that dose of jazz you need in your life. So when Ryan was getting baptized in the jazz, he had some huge influences leading him into the jazz light. One of those was John Coltrane, like many of us. And as we get into Train's blues, have a listen to Ryan explain.
The first jazz album I ever owned was in middle school, and it was a compilation of Louis Armstrong stuff because of the trumpet thing. I remember, like, kind of being into the trumpet, and I asked my band director, like, so who do I listen to? Like, I don't even know what's going on. Louis Armstrong was the first one she recommended, and I had heard that name, so I think I asked my parents for a CD, and they bought me one. That was the first one. I listened to that a lot. My sophomore year, I said jazz hit me like a ton of bricks. It was actually like there's one specific moment that I was like, jazz is the thing I'm doing for the rest of my life. And it was the first time I heard Blue Train from Coltrane.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ryan Marr, jazz guitarist and composer in Portland, Oregon. This is Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the modern-day jazz bass cat Solon McDade with the 2018 tune Do Airplanes Scratch the Sky off the CD called Murals. So he grew up in a musical environment surrounded by musicians. He began playing the washtub bass as soon as he was big enough to pick it up and later moved on to the larger upright bass. His melodic and powerful bass playing provides the foundation for many recordings. He's been nominated for 5 Juno Awards, and his group, the McDades, won a 2007 Juno Award and 2 Canadian Folk Music Awards for their album Bloom. He's been all over the world playing jazz, and that narrative will not change. From jazz alto saxophonist and a cat that has had a profound impact on John Coltrane, this is the great Earl Bostick with the tune Stairway to the Stars off the 2012 CD Earl Bostick's Greatest Hits as this show moves on.
Molinari. I'm a bass player, born and raised in Italy, living in Boston, Massachusetts, teaching at Berklee College of Music, and I enjoy listening to Neon Jazz Radio with Joe Dimino.
That was the Italian-born Boston-based jazz bassist, bandleader, and educator, Lello Molinari, with the 1995 tune, The Mingus I Knew, off the CD, On a Boston Night. So he was born and raised in Naples, Italy, and during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about the influence of American music there being a NATO hub. Have a listen.
We had a NATO basis, since the end of World War II, there's always been lots of American military personnel. Starting from after the war, popular music in Naples was heavily influenced by American popular music, blues, R&B, jazz. And so in Naples, particularly because of that influence from the American military base.
Over the years, he's been quite successful as a recording artist, touring musician, and a teacher. Great to have him on the show. Speaking of Italy and jazz, our next tune comes from Lino Patruno, Romano Mussolini, Carlo Loffredo, and the Italian Jazz Stars. This is the 2007 tune, Hello Satch, as we roll forward with the music here on Neon Jazz, kids. Even at you. Thank you.
there, everyone. This is Michael Carvin. You've been listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. To all of you great Joe fans out there and jazz fans, please keep supporting the music. We love you, and jazz loves you, and Joe loves you. I'm Michael Carvin. Thanks a lot. Have a nice life.
time as the internationally renowned award-winning touring guitarist Charlie Ballantyne with the cover of Dylan's Times They Are A-Changin' off the 2018 CD Life Is Brief, The Music of Bob Dylan. So he's been a featured headlining artist at jazz festivals and clubs around the Midwest, like the Jazz Kitchen in Indianapolis, Andy's Jazz Club in Chicago, Cliff's Bells off Detroit's Main Drag, and the Chatterbox in Indianapolis. His music stems from the traditions of folk, jazz, and blues music, with influences like Bill Frisell, John Scofield, Wes Montgomery, and Jimi Hendrix. From today's biggest name in jazz, a prodigy with the future that is unfolding before our very eyes, this is pianist Joey Alexander with the tune Peace off his latest 2018 CD Eclipse. Very cool. This is recorded over a 3-day period beginning on the day of that big solar eclipse back in 2017. And this is the sunny bright hour of Neon Jazz Carries On. Thank you.
Glenn Kreitzer, big band leader from New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was jazz drummer Jeff Hamilton leading his trio with the 2018 tune Hammer's Tones live from San Pedro. And our final jump into the jazz on this hour of music comes from pianist, singer, and arranger Buddy Weed, coming straight from that early 1940s era in the New York City scene. Joined by his trio, this is the 1947 tune Ready to Go Steady. And we hope that you dug this steady hour-long relationship of jazz that we etched for you. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that's steady, who has been steady on the Kansas City scene since the middle of this last century, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo, Joey!
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We dig you. We love you. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Go steady with you. It's a single life is too tough. The road is getting too tough. So baby, now I'm ready to go steady with you. Yes, I know it's sore. I've acted wrong. You've been sweet, so sweet to wait this long. So here's to husbands and wives and matrimonial life. I'm glad to say I'm ready to go steady with you.
Jazz.